Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Hey, it's Timothy Goh on Health Suites this Wednesday, sitting in for Clarissa Montero on your workday afternoon. This is the time of day when we place the spotlight on doctors, medical experts, and beauty and wellness professionals as well. And in this segment, you can look forward to, of course, hearing about the latest developments in medicine, wellness, and pretty much the best of both industries. Today, we have Adjunct Associate Professor Derek Oz, Senior Consultant Dermatologist at Sengkang General Hospital, and we are talking about rosacea. What are the signs to watch out for, and what are the treatments available for this skin condition? Good afternoon, Professor.
Hello.
All right. First of all, what is rosacea?
Okay. Well, rosacea is a chronic inflammatory condition of the skin, mm-hmm. and it mainly affects the face of an individual.
Okay. So what kind of skin condition is this, though?
The patient gets inflammation, and it often manifests as a kind of a persistent redness on the face.
Okay, are they bumpy redness, or are they just flat? Or
yeah, so because there are a few types of rosacea.
Okay.
One is when you have just persistent redness, mm-hmm. and that redness can get more red at certain times, and then it gets less red at other times.
Okay, there are so some people with constant rosy, I don't know, cheeks or yeah. jaws or something, which sometimes appear beautiful. Is this rosacea, or is this really just something cute?
Well, usually they have a lot of, the redness is almost always there all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. But at times, that redness gets a little bit worse. I mean, it could be precipitated by various factors. Mm-hmm. Even things like certain beverages, certain type of food, maybe even stress, environmental factors.
And is this an irritable type of skin condition that can get itchy or warm sometimes on a person's face?
Well, patients usually feel a more of a warmth and stinging sensation rather than itch. Itch would be something else.
So stinging sensation when it gets wet or when you're sweating, or is this just a constant kind of stinging sensation that's uncomfortable throughout the day?
Well, that stinging uncomfortable sensation usually correlates with the degree of redness on the face.
Mm-hmm.
So when it gets more red, then the patients feel more uncomfortable. When it's less red, they feel slightly better, but the redness still bothers them.
And this rosacea skin condition, how does it differ from, let's say, acne or eczema?
So for acne, okay, we often have things like comedones, which look like white bumps or black bumps. And we have some inflammation like red bumps or yellow bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where it gets tricky, because the red bumps and the yellow bumps can also appear in rosacea. And that's the second type of rosacea I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's where people get confused. So some look at it and they think it's acne. And they get misdiagnosed and mistreated outside, you know, for acne, when really they have rosacea. So the clue is to look at the skin carefully, because patients with rosacea, with the red bumps and yellow bumps, they often have some redness as well on the background.
Okay.
And if you look really, really close, you can see some tiny blood vessels on the skin.
Is this something that a person who has this rosacea condition is something to be worried about? If they're getting used to the stinging, I mean, can they just ignore it? I guess that's what I meant to ask. Can they just ignore it like we ignore acne sometimes?
Well, yes and no. Okay. Most patients get away with rosacea with no big deal at the end of the day, right? But some patients, they may develop into something else more serious. And that would be the third type of rosacea I'm talking about.
Okay.
Where you have this this enlargement of oil glands, you know, on the nose, and it looks and the nose gets grotesquely enlarged.
The nose itself.
Yes. And that would be the third type of rosacea I'm talking about.
Okay, so how does, you mentioned it manifests because of stress and other factors, right? Is this something that is contagious? In all the three different types that you mentioned, if I put my face next to somebody when you greet them, do I get this condition as well?
Okay, well, rosacea is believed to be caused by a combination of factors, genetics, environmental factors, and other forms of stresses that I've talked about. Mm-hmm. So none of this is really infectious.
Okay.
Yeah, so you wouldn't get rosacea but just by being near someone.
All right, that is good to know. Yeah. What can a person with rosacea do to, I guess, lessen the inflammation? Are there foods to avoid, the sunlight, mm-hmm. things like that, that you can advise people?
Yeah, well, firstly, I think a person can adopt certain lifestyle adjustments.
Okay.
So, for example, if someone knows that a hot environment is going to make his rosacea flare up, then he would sensibly avoid being in the heat most of the time, right?
Okay.
If someone knows that if he drinks hot beverages or takes spicy food, the rosacea gets worse. So sensibly, one should try to avoid these things.
Okay.
So that's one. But number two is the patient can always seek medical treatment and see a doctor for certain medications.
So what are the medical treatments available for all three types? I mean, they're different sort of ways. Some you can live with.
I guess
the last one you mentioned with the enlargement of the nose, maybe you need more serious medical care,
right? That's right. So the first type, okay, where you have redness and maybe some fine blood vessels, one can go for medical treatment.
Okay.
There are certain gels that are really useful to bring down the redness. That's number one. Number two, for the second type of rosacea where they have inflammation with bumps, red bumps and yellow bumps, there are again gels available as well as oral anti-inflammatory agents. Now for the third type where you have this grotesque swelling, one will probably need some kind of destructive treatments, like laser treatments to ablate the nose.
I'm speaking with Adjunct Associate Professor Derek Off from Sengkang General Hospital, a consultant dermatologist, about rosacea. And we're learning a lot about this skin condition. Would you say it's a skin disorder or a skin condition?
It'd be the same.
Yeah, okay. And we learned that there are three types of this. It's not, you can't get it from being near somebody who has it. At what point, though, do people need to seek medical attention? Or even for children, if they have it, how can parents know that we need to go to the doctor so that we can keep this at bay?
Okay. Firstly, children rarely get rosacea.
Oh, okay.
So, it's more commonly seen in adults.
Okay.
Yeah, especially about beyond 30 years old.
Really?
Yeah, especially.
Especially.
Yeah, but you can see before
it may be stress related then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Number two, one should seek treatment if it bothers one. I mean, the stinging is uncomfortable. Mm. I mean, the acne doesn't seem to clear with regular acne medication. One should probably see a doctor.
Okay.
I need to mention that there are actually four types of rosacea.
Four types?
There's a fourth type.
So we've only gone to three. What is the fourth type?
The fourth type is the type of rosacea that really predominantly affects the eyes.
The eyes, right. Around the eyes or the acne?
The eyes.
Whoa.
Yeah, so one can get redness and grittiness in the eyes. So if you're not sure, it's best to see someone.
So this is not your conjunctivitis or
it's
red
more
eyes.
Than
it's
that.
More than
yeah,
that. How does a person know the difference?
Yeah, it's tricky. Because in both conjunctivitis and rosacea, the eyes are red, right?
Okay.
So in rosacea, the clues is, again, if you look really, really hard at the eyelids, you might be able to decipher those tiny blood vessels I spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, many patients with this eye rosacea, they also have some rosacea on the face. So that gives you a clue as well.
So you said it's 30 adults pretty much who are often. What sort of other demographics can you mention who can potentially get this or would know if they have rosacea or not, if they have this disorder?
Yeah. So, well, rosacea is more commonly seen in females.
Mm.
Okay. And those with family history of rosacea.
Okay.
Yeah. But really, in my practice, I see all kinds of people with rosacea.
Okay, sounds good. So there are treatments available. There are gels and creams that you said will mostly topical, right? Does it get any serious than what you have mentioned with enlargement of the parts of your face? Or is that the most serious?
I would think that would be the most serious.
And so if there's stinging, redness in the skin, just don't touch it and go see a doctor.
Please do, yeah.
All right. Now you heard that from the expert adjunct associate professor Derek Aw, senior consultant dermatologist from Sengkang General Hospital, talking about rosacea. We hope you learned something new right here from Health Suites this Wednesday afternoon here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.